Welcome back. It's another season. It's another time. It's another high school sports year. Bouncing around BCHS podcast here on Q106 and the Section 618 app. Danny Zerwinski here again, the host, here on another season of Benton Athletics. And man, oh man, we're just getting started, just getting underway. I mean, seems like yesterday we recorded the May podcast. We were wrapping up spring sports. Baseball, softball, tennis, and track were all getting done. And you have all the summer workouts. You have all those things going on. The summer workouts, the open gyms, the tournaments. You go lift, you go run, you do take time off. Rest is a key component anytime you're talking about sports. You got to get that all done and taken care of. And that is your June, July, and part of August. And then you have all that work, all the hay is put in the barn, proverbially, as we say. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you get the dead week. And you get to rest. And you get to relax. And August is starting to ramp up because you know school's going to get ready to start. And you know things are starting to go down. And everything's starting to happen. So you get that week to kind of get out and get your feet. And then, obviously, when that week is over with, it is time to hit the ground running. Because if you're not, you're going to be behind. And, of course, on August 11th, we began the first days of fall sport practice in a Benton High School. Of course, football, golf, both Rangers and Rangerettes, volleyball, tennis, cross country, all of that is going on. And we've been rolling in August and September. You know, we've gotten through Labor Day, and a lot of schools in Southern Illinois have or are nearing the end of their first quarter of their first semester of school as we go along, and things have been rolling along. And of course, on Q106, myself, Denny Zerwinski, Wyatt McClintock, and Lucas Roberts have been following the Benton Ranger football team, who at this point of this recording, off to a 5-0 start, beating Heron and Robinson at home, winning at Murphy, beating DuQuoin at home to open conference play, beating DuQuoin for the first time in Mississippi Division play, going to AJ and ruining their homecoming with a running clock win. And of course, as I record this, we're getting ready for Nashville to come in for BCHS Homecoming 2025. So we got all that going on. Lots of stuff happened here in this first week of October. What we plan to do is to give you a podcast now here at the beginning of October to get you set up. And I'm going to give you a podcast at the end of October. Because if I get you to the end of October, we're going to be at the end of golf. We're going to be able to tell you what's going on. Cross country is going to go into postseason. We're going to be able to get that going. We're going to be able to tell you volleyball where they're going, because I'm going to give you a little wrap up or give you a little review of things that are going on with Benton sports. And then tennis will be going on. And tennis, of course, will be happening very soon as Benton is assigned to the Carbondale sectional. All of that's going to start happening. And things are going to start going. Things are going to start happening. They're going to start shaking. And you're going to have all that going on. And first off, the Benton Ranger football team, of course, 5-0, rolling over teams. DuQuoin was their toughest test. They still have Nashville at home week 6, of course, which is homecoming, October 3rd. They'll go to Frankfort on Saturday the 11th at noon. They'll go to Pinckneyville on Friday the 17th. And they'll be at home on Friday the 24th for senior night against Harrisburg. Opportunity for Benton to run the table. Opportunity for Benton to get a first-round home playoff game, which, of course, is what you want to have happen. Now, so let's run down some sports. Benton's 5-0. We told you in football what they have going on. Everything's great. Let's do this. Talk about Benton volleyball. As I record this right now, Benton volleyball is 14-5 overall. They're 5-1 in conference play. The only team they trail right now is the Pinckneyville Lady Panthers, who are 6-0 in conference play. And when you're talking about volleyball, Kelly Griffin has his team on a roll. They're 14-5, 5-1. As we record this week, they had a two-set loss to Pinckneyville, which was their first loss in conference play, and they swept DuQuoin in two sets. This program is on a roll this year. They're 14-5, 5-1. They're going to be a handful the rest of the way in conference. They're going to be a handful in postseason play. Now, Kelly Griffin's a veteran coach. She knows how to push the right buttons. Things are going well, and we wish the Rangerette volleyball team nothing but the best of luck. Benton Golf, boys golf, Rangers golf. Won conference again for like the 15th time overall, 11th time in a row. Reggie Norman's got the Rangers rolling in conference play. So they headed out to the Carbondale Regional this past Wednesday. They got second in the regional, two strokes off the pace of Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon shot at 316, Benton shot at 318. So the Rangers advance once again to sectional play on Monday. They'll go to the Oak Brook Golf Club in Highland on Monday. Monday is boys sectional day, as is girls sectional golf play. And then as from there, you know, if you can get out as a team or an individual, you're going to be rolling along and you're going to be going off until state tournaments. Of course, state tournaments are in Bloomington Normal, depending on what part of the Blono area you want to go in. Of course, a couple courses are in, one is in Bloomington, the other one is in Normal. So you have that going on. And then, of course, the girls are going to be in Decatur. So that is where the girls go. And of course, the Benton Rangerettes, of course, the boys, I should say, if they were to advance to state, they're going to be playing at Wybring Golf Course on the campus of Illinois State, near the campus of Illinois State University. Of course, they've been there a bunch of times. You know how that goes. And that'll be the weekend of, I believe, Columbus Day. They will be up there on Columbus Day. Or on Columbus Day weekend, the Monday or that weekend. And so they will be up there in Bloomington Normal. So the boys, that'll be the 10th and 11th, Friday, Saturday. 2A will be at Wybring if you're interested. 1A at Prairie Vista Golf Course. And 3A is at the Den. And then the girls will be that same weekend of the state tournament. And the girls will play their state tournaments. 1A will be at Red Tail Run Golf Course, which is where the Rangerettes would be if they were to advance as a team or individuals. And 2A will be at Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. So far as that goes, Benton Rangerettes golf under Courtney Poole been a building machine now for a couple of years. Building and building and doing things. And on Tuesday, they went to West Berwick Country Club, a golf course, I should say, in Mount Carmel, Illinois. Of course, Mount Carmel won a powerhouse, winning state titles in girls' golf. Benton went over there and got third behind Mount Carmel and Massac. So the Rangerette golf team will advance to the sectional to advance to sectional play for the first time in 26 years. So, they will head to the Monticello sectional. They're going to play at the University of Illinois course up in Savoy at the Blue course on Monday. So, the Rangerettes advances the team for the first time in 26 years. So, we wish Courtney Poole the best of luck and to her and her Rangerettes as they head out. And what we'll do is this. We'll take a small break here. And when we come back, the second half of this podcast will be an interview with Courtney Poole, head coach of the Benton Rangerettes golf team that I recorded during halftime of the Nashville Benton football game during homecoming week, week six of high school football. Back after the break as you listen to Bounces Around BCHS podcast.
No prep fees, no freight fees, no setup fees. That means no surprise $2,000 charges when you sign the paperwork, only at Weeks Polaris in Benton. With over 50 years of combined experience, our team knows Polaris inside and out. Whether you need a side-by-side for work or play, our knowledgeable sales staff and certified technicians are here to help you find the perfect fit for your needs and your budget. Weeks Polaris, just 2 miles north of the square or online anytime at weekspolaris.com.
Think about all that's important to you, your family, your possessions, your future. All it takes is one call to Country Financial Agent Trudy Wynn, and she'll be there to help you with insurance to protect what matters most and financial services to help you prepare for what's ahead. Best of all, Trudy takes the time to get to know you and find solutions that fit for your life and your budget. For coverage you need at a price you can afford, call Trudy Wynn, your local Country Financial Agent, at 618-435-8191.
Pate Funeral Home is proud to be a sponsor of the Benton Rangers and Rangerettes broadcasting, as well as the Pate Funeral Home Player of the Game and Ranger and Rangerette of the Week. We know that a diverse array of activities for students is a great way to learn skills to help them transition to college, adulthood, and a successful future. We're proud to support BCHS and the community, especially when life's biggest challenges arise. Find out more about our legacy at patefh.com. Pate Funeral Home, serving Southern Illinois since 1928.
Are you looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Kimmel Chaplin Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy in Benton. They deliver across Franklin County, including Cesar and Christopher, so your meds come to you. For immunizations to special orders, friendly service to unbeatable pricing, especially if you're uninsured, they've got you covered. They accept private insurance and Medicare Part D. They're proud supporters of our community and the Rangers. Stop by 315 North Main in Benton, Kimmel Chaplin Pharmacy, where care comes first.
State Bank of Whittington is a locally owned community bank serving the people of Southern Illinois since 1919. At State Bank of Whittington, we offer our customers more effective and useful services like Kasasa checking, online banking and bill pay, drive up and ATM banking, and more. Whether you need a new car, a new home, or financial help with your business, just remember the folks at State Bank of Whittington, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get it. Good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
Ask me, Melissa Walden, about Shelter's auto, home, and life options.
Joining us now here at halftime, the head coach of Benton Rangerettes Golf, Courtney Poole. And coach, lots of activities busy this week, but yours week was busy as well. First, let's go back a week, a second place finish in the River River Conference Mississippi Division. Talk about getting in second place in that tournament, how your girls did at that tournament last week, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. My girls are extremely excited. We set goals at the beginning of the season, and we knew that we had a chance. We had a chance at conference, and we knew that was a goal we had set. We had it set to win, but Nashville has produced a really good team this year with some really good scores, and we fell a little bit short. If you've ever played Hickory Ridge, you know what it's like to fall short on that course, and again, it was survive that day, and we did. We came in second. Our eyes were then turned and set immediately on regionals. We had a tough regional with Mount Carmel and Massac both in our regional, both in the top five in the state. So essentially we knew we were vying for that third spot, and that's what we did. We came out, and that was our goal.
So I got to see a little bit of that this week as my day job coaching golf at Woodlawn. We were all at Mount Carmel at West Berwick Country Club. As you said, Mount Carmel, Massac, and your team just as much need the pub too. Went over there, and for the first time in 26 years, advance out of a regional. So your program, tell our listeners who don't know, how many years has the girls program been back at Benton High School? And also talk about some of your kids that help you achieve that goal and advance to sectional as a team next week.
Our program has been back for 7 years, and it's difficult to build a golf program. It's difficult to get buy-in, and it's not overnight that it happens. And slowly but surely, our girls have bought in. The girls that went before them encouraged these girls to get bought in. And this is our first year. I feel like we have 1 through 6 who have worked their brains out this summer, worked their brains out in the off season, and truly, again, set a goal. And we're not just hitting golf balls. We're actually playing golf. And that's been really, really, really fun to watch, and it's made our jobs a little bit easier. Our number one has really gone between our 1 through 3. They've gone back and forth. It's gone from Rachel Morris, who unfortunately was out at the beginning of the season. She came back a week before conference, and she really just jumped right up back into our lineup. She, again, has fired in the 90s, which, again, that's our goal, is to get 4 within the 90s. If we can get 1 or 2 below 90, that's going to help us even more. Senior Michaela Shelton's another one. She's played golf for 3 years at Benton. And, again, just really bought in. She's set the goal to play college golf. We've got Emma Zenzaletta, who, again, her dad has golf background, and that really helps because he's really put in time and effort with her. and she's bought in a former softball player, and that makes it good because they're pretty competitive. And really just she's helped a freshman, JC Meacham, who is just kind of came out from Ewing. And again, she's got a really future and a promise ahead of her. Another sophomore, Aurora Spencer, has put in a ton of time. She's super athletic, super competitive, and again, just really has that drive to practice and play hard. And rounding out is our homecoming queen, Victoria Drew. And Victoria is really the heart of our team. She's not always going to come in and fire in the top four, but she definitely brings the spark, the energy, and the excitement to our team.
So, hey, last week, of course, Tuesday at Mount Carmel, a very difficult course. It was playing hard. Of course, everything's dried out, burnt out because of the non-rain. But again, those greens, I thought, watching the girls were extremely quick. Your girls did a great job as the other teams dealing with those very fast greens on Tuesday at Mount Carmel.
Yeah, they definitely did. We set our girls up pretty well for that success. I kind of anticipated us going to Mount Carmel because that's just what the IHSA likes to do. Again, I don't know why we have to travel an hour and a half for a regional, but we did. And we saw Mount Carmel our first match of the season. It was 18 holes. We saw that course again 2 weeks ago, and then we had a practice round, plus we played at regionals. So that was our fourth time seeing that golf course, and I feel that's what really made the difference and set us apart between our scores versus other scores.
So now your team advances for the first time in 26 years to a sectional, and you get to go play the blue course up near Champaign. For those listening to the podcast or the broadcast, that's those golf courses you drive by on the interstate just south of Champaign. So this is a different kind of setup when you're going from, no offense, to West Berwick Country Club in Mount Carmel to the blue course in Champaign where Illinois used to play. This is a totally different setup, a totally different beast of a golf course that your team will play for a shot at getting to the state tournament Decatur next weekend.
Yeah, our sectional, if you look at it, if you look at the rankings, teams 1 through 12, they're all ranked within the top 25. Most of them ranked within the top 10. Those individuals, they're all ranked. So again, we're walking into competition after a homecoming week. With girls, that's a little bit challenging, and we've really had to focus and find time to get on the golf course and find time to hit balls. They've done that this week. As much as they really wanted to enjoy every homecoming festivity, they've really worked hard, and they're prepared. We've looked at it online. We're going to go up and take a practice round. It's long. It's straight. It's that league style back and forth, and again, we've looked at yardages, but we'll get a look at it Sunday, and we'll see what that looks like.
Coach, you've had an excellent year, an excellent run. This program has done great with your leadership and tutelage and everything else. And, of course, I and, of course, everyone listening out there wishes you the best of luck on Monday, and hopefully the team can advance and play for a big trophy next week in Decatur. Thanks for coming up, and thanks for joining us, and good luck this week.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
That is Courtney Poole, the head coach of Benton Rangers Girls Golf, that joined us there.